Wir lösen unsere Konflikte nicht militärisch, das
we don't resort to military means to resolve conflicts, but that doesn't mean we shy away from these conflicts. We constantly reiterate our readiness for dialogue, but if that has no effect, it won't be a question of whether to impose sanctions, but to what degree.
Sondern auch die verschiedenen Stufen in Betracht ziehen.
Chancellor Angela Merkel speaking to German Parliament there ahead of next week's crucial EU foreign ministers meeting, which could see the 28-member bloc slap sanctions on Russia for the first time since the Cold War. The ousting of Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych by the Maidan protest movement last month and the subsequent de facto takeover of Crimea by Russia has all but catapulted Europe back into virtual Cold War mode. Only this time, the split running through Europe starts right on Russia's doorstep, with many former Soviet satellites now part of NATO.
Meanwhile, people in Kyiv, fearful of the ramifications of Crimea's weekend referendum called by the autonomous region's pro-Russian government, have been signing up in droves to so-called volunteer defence forces. They want to back up the Ukrainian army should there indeed be war with Russia over Crimea. Natalie Carney went out on the streets of Kyiv to speak to the men and women who are enlisting.
The Ukraine has been headline news since November, when protests began against former President Viktor Yanukovych, who eventually bowed to the pressure and fled to Russia in February. However, in early March, on his request, armed Russian troops were sent to the Black Sea Ukrainian peninsula of Crimea to what Moscow says protect the ethnic Russian community there. All of the Ukraine's armed forces were put on the highest alert after the interim prime minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, declared Russia's presence in Crimea a declaration of war.
This is not the threat. This is actually the declaration of war to my country. And we urge President Putin to pull back his military and to stick to the international obligations and bilateral and multilateral agreements that were signed between Ukraine and Russia.
Moscow's response was to send in more armed troops. All this has driven young Ukrainians to army recruitment centers around the country. I met Andrei, Alexander, and Victor at one of them in the capital, Kyiv. Unable to open the first door, they tried another and another. These men are determined. Because war will break out soon, young Andrei tells me. That is why I'm here, to fight and to defend you. 45-year-old Alexander is also convinced the country is headed towards war.
Yes, war is possible. Our military forces have a lack of finance, but they have courage that excites us. Any support from any man in Ukraine will be really helpful, and it's necessary for all of us to fulfill our duties.
Victor, meanwhile, is here in anticipation of conscription returning.
I haven't received any notice yet. Mobilization hasn't officially been announced, but it's a difficult time, so maybe they just lost my address.
The Defense Ministry has been ordered to call up reserves, theoretically meaning all men up to the age of 40 should be ready to fight. This has prompted hundreds of volunteer self-declared defense forces to spring up all across the country, such as the National Guards of Ukraine. When Russian troops entered Crimea, more than 2,000 people were said to have signed up in the first 2 days. Igor Divkovsky is the coordinator of the National Guards of Ukraine.
The National Guards arrive when the army is not effective. We have 3,000 people now from all of Ukraine. We have total mobilization in recruiting centers. All young people who didn't want to serve in the Ukrainian army before or were hiding from the army for whatever reason, now they are lining up.
Even women are getting involved. Young Yulia is a 22-year-old mother of a 1-year-old. She felt compelled enough by the situation to join a defense force in her small western town and prepare herself for war if the situation calls for it. Many of her friends have also signed up.
We are here to help people. We go into the barricades and help other defense brigades in any fighting.
Our conversation was cut short by the arrival of the Cossacks, a traditional semi-military force dating back thousands of years, who were marching to a hypnotic drum single file into the square. With their heads half-shaved and familiar large wool hats, Cossacks are easy to distinguish. Vladislav Kleshnya, wearing a traditional Cossack cloak, spoke to me in what he calls the traditional Kozak language.
There are so many people who want to defend the unity of our country. Cossacks are those people who willingly, in their hearts, go out to defend their nation. If war breaks out, all of us will go and fight.
Yet the reality is, the country would struggle to find enough guns or uniforms to supply all its new fighters. Its army pales in comparison to Putin's punch. Ukraine's military expenditure runs about $1.6 billion U.S. dollars a year, while Russia, by contrast, spends roughly $78 billion U.S. dollars annually on upgrading its equipment and supporting its 775,000 military personnel, which is nearly six times bigger than its smaller neighbor. I know Russia has a huge army, says Igor of the National Guards of Ukraine.
But we clearly understand what we should do and believe that spirit concurs the weapon. And that's what Ukrainians have.
Yulia is also just as passionate about her country.
Crimea is Ukrainian, and it cannot be different. I understand that everyone wants Ukraine. It's a sweet piece of land for everyone in the center of Europe. Who else will fight if not us?
While the Ukrainians may have the spirit, realistically, the only way to challenge the Russians militarily would be to have outside support. But it is unlikely the West will get involved in any regional war, having exhausted itself in the Middle East and not wanting to risk tensions between nuclear powers. Meanwhile, Russia seems uninterested in abiding by any international agreements it has signed up to and knows the sanctions against it can only go so far, with much of the world dependent on its gas supplies. That leaves the new Ukrainian government and its willing fighters with little options. Either pray for a diplomatic solution or digest the idea that Crimea could once again become Russian.